show you don't want to miss.
The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big.
Think big.
It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And before we get underway with our next segment, hey, we want to encourage all of you guys this weekend to join us online at eradiosports.com. And I tell you what, we are certainly looking forward to our next interview as we are set to go around the horn. We're going to continue talking about baseball and how it continues now to evolve and change. Scientific baseball has certainly changed the old game. We are so delighted to welcome into our show for the first time Glenn Butch Shainhalls. He is a retired neurosurgeon, a longtime amateur coach, who is now the owner and president of Scientific Baseball, which operates the only Pitch FX system outside a major league park. It's right there in Edmond, Oklahoma. Butch, it is so great to have you on with us this weekend.
Well, I'm privileged.
Well, let's start our conversation off by having you share a little bit about as far as Scientific Baseball, because it certainly has. Hey, we're down here in Fort Worth, Texas, but it's created quite a buzz. We're hearing a lot about what is going on in Oklahoma City. Unless you're a true baseball fan, perhaps you might not have heard about it, but you have a wonderful facility there, an instructional system that is designed to help not only young players playing the game of baseball, but also coaches as well, and be able to improve the accuracy.
Well, what we're trying to do is to emphasize accuracy, because in working with various age groups, I find that the guys that are pros, the distinguishing factor is their accuracy, particularly when it comes to pitching. We've been led to believe that it's only about one number, and if you're 90 miles an hour, you're a good prospect, but guys like Greg Maddux and Jamie Moyer right now are proving otherwise. And to analyze how they get it done, and then try to break that down and do a comparative analysis in a controlled environment gives us a great chance to show people what's done instead of telling them.
And if you don't mind, for all of our listeners out there, kind of give us a breakdown, a visual of the layout that you have there in Edmond, Oklahoma, of the Scientific Baseball facility. I mean, you've got cameras set up in your indoor practice facility. You're working, you know, training pitchers, hitters, and umpires, I assume?
Well, right now we're focused on training pitchers and umpires. Sport Vision is the strategic partner of ours, and are the ones that have produced Pitch FX at the broadcast level, and also produced the K-Zone for ESPN, which is very similar technology. But what we're able to do is to simultaneously record up to four angles. We usually use three: a front view of the pitcher, a catcher's view, and a center field view. And on the center field view, we're able to capture the, and synchronize the flight of the ball. And then with the data that's accumulated by the two tracking cameras, tell out-of-hand speed. And soon we'll be able to tell not only out-of-hand speed, but plate speed, the path of the ball, the total break of the ball, the horizontal and vertical components, the spin of the ball, the spin axis, and the flight time. And it enables us to, if we give a kid a tip, we can tell right away whether it was a good one or not. And it gives them the opportunity to see whether or not they've thrown a strike and their location of that strike within half an inch accuracy.
You are listening to the voice of Glenn Butch Shainhalls. He is the president and owner of Scientific Baseball, operating the only Pitch FX system outside a major league park. It's right there in Edmond, Oklahoma. Where can we direct some of our listeners? We are all also in the Oklahoma market if they want to find out more information about what you guys are doing there with Scientific Baseball.
Well, they can visit the website. It's scientificbaseball.com. And we're located at the Legacy Sports Academy in Edmond, Oklahoma, at 14402 North Lincoln. The owner of this facility has been kind enough to let me sublease an area with dark pitching mounds and hang the cameras, and we sort of have a controlled nerve center that we use behind the mounds. But it's in near West Edmond.
Well, I have to ask you, you know, I think back, I grew up playing Little League Baseball with my brothers. You know, back in the day, if you wanted to work on your game, really only the resources that were available. I mean, you had your video camera and a speed gun, but this is taking it to a whole new level. You're talking about just the quantitative data with how you're able to break down all of the pitches. What kind of feedback are you getting from some of the parents and the players and how they're seeing real changes in their game and improvement in their game?
Well, it's been well received by the players and particularly the parents. And surprisingly, the umpires. I mean, just recently we've seen quite a bit of notoriety about missed calls. And in my experience, the umpires are surprisingly conscientious and have embraced this technology. We've got a pitching machine that we can just shave the edge of the strike zone, and I was pretty surprised at how well they did.
And I would assume, too, that this is probably well-suited for a rehabilitation tool. You know, if you're a player, perhaps you've been injured, you would be able to determine by videotaping them, you know, when they would be able to, or would be ready to return after a significant injury, correct?
Well, that would be part of it. But in a controlled environment, a guy that's getting well can govern himself to not throw too hard and inch his way up the velocity ladder. With immediate feedback, and not only from his velocity standpoint and brake standpoint, which I think gives us a quantitative way to bring guys along.
Glenn Butch, Shane Halls is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Of course, we're going to have this interview on our podcast page, so join us at eradiosports.com. I kind of want to give Butch, our listeners, a little bit of your history. It is interesting, as I understand, you're a native Oklahoman. You had a career as a neurosurgeon, one of the very best in the state of Oklahoma. How in the world did you transition from a career in the medical field to helping create a better generation of new baseball players?
Well, from the time I can remember till I was a sophomore in high school, I wanted to wear the pinstripes and number 7 and play center field for the Yankees. And had that, and about the time I got to be a sophomore, I realized it was an unrealistic goal. But I still continue to play baseball and summer ball, and actually got to play at OU my freshman and sophomore years. And got, I guess, what you'd probably call a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, but the game caught up with me then, and fortunately I had another path that I could pursue, and did. For the last 15 years, I've tried to help pitchers in Western Oklahoma with the Elk City Travelers, and it's been a rewarding experience just from a standpoint of being able to see people perform and get better. And hopefully play a tiny role in that.
I am curious. I know we've got a lot of parents. This is a family program. A lot of parents dialing our show in, and they're listening to you thinking, gosh, you know, I've got a son or, you know, perhaps a daughter that, you know, would like to be able to check out your facility. I mean, what age group are you looking for? Is this geared only for Little League baseball players or you know, potential softball players? Could they come over to your facility too?
We're in the process of tracking softball pitchers as we speak. We're having a little technical problem with some of the mathematics that are involved in the system, but it's being worked out. But very soon we have some experience in on our Scientific Baseball TV channel on the demo day. There's a couple of young pitchers that from softball that we have clips of.
Very good. Glenn Butch, Shane Halls has been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And as we get close to wrapping up our radio interview, talk a little bit about as far as some of the pitching elements that are measured by, you know, the videotaping. I mean, you're talking about what, release points, your speed distribution, location, release. Can you kind of break that down for us some more?
Well, sure. Different pitches. Some people are very concerned that their arm slot is at a different angle than from one pitch to the other. Most of that concern is overrated. When we ask people to throw their change and curveball and fastball, we can blend the pictures over one another and find out that it's something they needn't worry about anymore. And that gives them good feedback, and then we can demonstrate what causes an arm slot to be high, what causes an arm slot to be low in terms of 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock or 9 o'clock, depending on your perspective. But that turns out to be sort of a function of torso tilt. and some element of head tilt, and that can be demonstrated very clearly. The other thing that we work on, particularly with young kids, is alignment of their center of gravity as they approach the plate. And I'm chagrined that I didn't catch on sooner, but I went to Lowe's and got a laser leveler that projects a beam right down and put it behind the mound, and lo and behold, there it is, straight line. If you land on that line, why, we've got no problems. And it's a very quick way to assess that alignment. And what turns out is if we get that right in the beginning, a lot of bad things just don't have a chance to happen.
Well, and you would probably encourage the younger age. I mean, you can correct those things early on as they go. I mean, many of us, we're not necessarily auditory learners. We're visual, and we like to be able to see it. And you can correct and make those changes before, you know, you get into those teenage years.
Well, there's some that's done in the laboratory, but then there's the element of homework as well. And these are things that can be practiced as you walk down the sidewalk to turn sideways and have your stride foot hit straight on the crack in the sidewalk, so to speak.
Wow, it's amazing just, you know, how far we have come revolutionizing pitcher development. Of course, we're talking with the president, the owner, Glenn Butch, Shane Halls with Scientific Baseball right there in Edmond, Oklahoma. As he had mentioned on our program, you can check out more information on this at scientificbaseball.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What other things are you guys working on there that you'd like to see happen in the future, some of your long-term goals with this?
Well, we want to incorporate this in a baseball camp that's located about 35 miles east of here in Chandler, Oklahoma.
Great.
It's been dormant for about 4 years, but it was the first baseball camp ever in America that was begun by Bo Belcher in 1958. There's been 18,000 participants at least. They were visionaries and actually used video back in the 80s. And fortunately, saved the applications of everybody that went through the camp, and I've even got their report cards.
Interesting, and I understand Sam Bradford's been a part of that. Was Troy Aikman, too, that they had attended that camp?
Troy Aikman and Sam Bradford both camped there. Dr. Gil Morgan camped there.
Oh, yes.
We have some local name brand physicians, Rick McCurdy, Jim Cheatham, that camped there, and some accountants and attorneys that are acquaintances of mine when I look back at the roster. Fascinating to see.
It absolutely is. Notable campers. We are, Butch, we're flat out of time. We appreciate you coming on so much, and we definitely want to stay close and keep an eye on you. It's really exciting. You know, I was sharing with you before we did this interview, my son is really big into golf, trains over at the Hank Haney Center, and they have this, you know, type of technology over there, and I can certainly see how it's given him confidence and how it is really changing his game, too. So it's nice to see that crossover, and it's happening with some of our younger players in baseball now.
Well, that's the opportunity that we have. Ty Cobb back in the day in 1961 said that golf is older than baseball and technology has improved the sport. And the same was true with basketball, football, and tennis and other sports. Why is baseball so sacred?
Absolutely. Well, we got to wrap it up. Butch, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Alyssa.
We'll be right back here in just a moment on the Big East Sports Show. Stay close.